Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You'd like to catch some touchdown passes from Justin Herbert. On the draw, Eckler with a lot of space. Sprinting for the pylon, and he's in for his second touchdown of the day. This one from 20 yards out.
G&D on the Fan, a Dameron Clary production. Welcome back. For two seasons, Austin Eckler was the bee's knees. 20 and 18 touchdowns, leading the NFL in consecutive years in 21 and 22. And then last year happened. And the question is, how much tread does he have left on the tires? 628 rushing yards, yards per carry from 4.5 to 3.5. Pretty massive fall off. You've all seen the videos, I'm sure, of him just getting caught while completely running out of gas by anyone.
Relatable to me, yeah.
Tracking him from behind. But some of the metrics as a receiver, including yards after the catch, over expected, still very, very good. So we wanted to get more information on the new Commanders running back. Joe Reedy, Chargers beat, Associated Press out west in L.A., joins us now. Joe, it's great to have you back on the show on G&D. It's been a long time. How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Well, so let's just start with the big question. Was last year kind of an injury-riddled disaster for Austin Eckler, or the beginning of the end as a guy that's about to be 29 who doesn't have a lot left?
I think injury-riddled disaster for the entire Chargers. You look at the offensive line, they lost center Corey Linsley. Zion Johnson took a step back, and it was a different offense, too, with Kellen Moore coming in. The running game is really since, 2020, when Melvin Gordon left, has kind of struggled a little bit. I mean, Austin's yards per carry were good for two, three seasons, but they didn't really go to the run game enough, and where he really excelled was catching the ball out of the backfield. That's where he made most of his yards and scrimmage and touchdowns and everything. He had a good week one running the ball against Miami, and then like everything else, it kind of completely went by the wayside. I think he still does have tread on the tires. I think he's, he does have an excellent burst of speed, but as far as a number one running back, I think the jury's still out. I think if you can keep the touches in the 18 to 22 range, combined carries and receptions, and have that second running back, that'll help out a great deal. And I think the Commanders need to find that second running back, with the Brian Robinson and Chris Rodriguez also looks like they're still on the roster, kind of finding, that guy to help spread things around. It'll be interesting to see what the new regime does.
So it sounds like you think he's still a potential weapon, and as a pass catcher, he could still be pretty good.
Yeah, I think in that way, if you're looking for a three down back and somebody who's going to carry it, 20 to 23 times a game, he's not it. He hasn't been that. during his career here. And, you know, the 100-yard rushing games have been few and far between them. When he has had them, they've been because of 40, 50-yard carries. They haven't been the consistent, you know, that we've seen some from some backs, like the 23, 24 carries for 102, that it's a steady, you know, of 4 to 8 or 9 yards per carry. That hasn't been him. That always hasn't been him. But, you know, if you're looking for a scrimmage running back, I think that, you know, catching a ball out of the backfield and getting the ball, you know, to him, and then some downhill runs instead of pitching left and right, because that's where most of his negative yards happen. He's just got to be a straight ahead north south guy, and I think that's the best running style that works for him.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In terms of him as a pass catcher, Joe, how much of last year was affected from Justin Herbert's injury and then subsequently not being in the lineup? Did he drop off a little bit in that regard?
I think the drop off was mainly because of the offense that Kellen Moore brought in. It wasn't the short passing game, and where Austin was mainly getting in the screen, or if Justin needed him as the last option. It was more of the downfield and stressing the tight ends and running backs. I think most of the catches that he got in the past on the short and the screens went to the tight ends instead of him. So I think it'll be interesting to see with Kliff's offense how he brings them in and plays to his strengths.
What kind of guy is he? I've always really enjoyed seeing him in interviews. He's pretty vocal and active in like the fantasy community. I want to say he hosts his own like fantasy shows or podcasts. Tell us about Eckler, the guy.
Yeah, great. You know, great guy. Always up to telling his story. I mean, he was an undrafted guy that came out of nowhere, and you know, seven years with the Chargers and on a third contract now. That, you know, we rarely see that in this game anymore. You know, good locker room quote. I think he won the Good Guy Award from us at the PFWA Chargers chapter a couple times. Always will be there, and want to talk. And also, you know, isn't scared to answer the questions that media has about issues or things in particular.
Joe Reedy with us here on Grant and Andy covers the Chargers. In terms of what's next for him? Because we've seen so many guys fall off a cliff to certain degrees. There's the occasional Adrian Peterson. There's the occasional superstar that kind of breaks through this barrier. How likely do you think Eckler is one of those guys too, right, that sort of defies the aging curve for running backs?
I think it's possible, mainly because he's been used mostly as a receiver in a, you know, that way instead of the straight ahead and physical type running back. I think that has saved some tread on the tires. Definitely that can, you know, that should extend them for maybe 2 to 3 years. But, you know, as far as the yards per carry and everything, can he get a slight bump up with the right offense this year compared to last year? I think the jury's still out.
Joe Reedy covers the Chargers. Before we let you go, just checking in on L.A., obviously quite an offseason. Joe Ortiz comes over from Baltimore. Instead of working with John Harbaugh, he's working with head coach Jim Harbaugh. Greg Roman brought in as the coordinator. So an interesting pairing there. For a team that hasn't been able to run the ball, they went really heavy with some run-minded guys as the coordinator and head coach with Justin Herbert. But what have they been up to? I believe they signed Gus Edwards, I saw, from the Ravens. What else have they done?
They signed a blocking tight end from Seattle yesterday, which that was a deficiency.
A Will Disley, right?
Yeah. That's been a deficiency with this team for a couple years now, so it's trying to shore up that area. I mean, the Chargers under Brandon Staley had the second highest percentage of pass play to run plays. And Staley wanted to marry the pass game a little bit more with the run game last year, and it just didn't work out because after Austin Eckler, they did not have the backs. Josh Kelly, you know, okay running back. C.J. Spiller has been a disappointed, and Elijah Dotson is an undrafted guy, mainly a change of pace speed guy. So they haven't had the physical type running back that made this team successful in 2018 or 2017. With that Melvin Gordon, Austin Eckler combo. And I think you kind of need two backs in the NFL to make that system work. So they've done some tinkering as far as that. They've still got 24 hours though there to fix their cap situation. They're about $24-25 million over the cap right now. Got four guys, Mac, Bosa, Williams, and Allen, who have cap numbers over $30 million. So there's going to be some restructuring, or who knows, there's going to be some trades or releases or a combination of all three to get under the cap. But, you know, the one thing that the Chargers have not had since moving to L.A. in 2017 is a real buzz and or about them by bringing in Jim Harbaugh to pair with a franchise quarterback like Justin Herbert. They've definitely got that buzz now.
Joe, this was great, man. Really appreciate the time.
No problem. Take care.
Joe Reedy covers the Chargers out in Los Angeles. I want to dive into Eckler with you guys next. The initial report came out while I was on the air without you yesterday, Danny, that they were one of the teams talking to the Chargers. And I got a little more pushback on Eckler via social and on the phones than I anticipated. So now that we know it's a 2-year deal, it's not a ton of money. It's probably going to end up being sub $10 million when it's all said and done, if he's here for 2 years. My guess is they could get out of it with a couple million dead. We haven't really seen all the terms yet, but you know, pay him $6-7 million over a year if they have to and move along. How do you guys feel about Eckler? What kind of role do you carve out if you're running the operation? How do you want to see him used? Do you think he's got any tread left on the tire? This was a superstar, you know, nationally.
Not long ago.
This is a guy who for 2 straight years led the NFL in touchdowns and 2 seasons ago caught 100 passes out of the backfield, which just doesn't happen. I mean, how do you feel about this addition? 800-636-1067 if you want to join us to discuss Austin Eckler next on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.